Hey, good morning, Craig Natural Medic. I'm in Bella Fouche, South Dakota, on the way to the North Dakota High Point. And I'm still in South Dakota, but I wanted to show you this on the way. This is the Geographic Center of the United States here in Bella Fouche. It's actually located 20 miles north of Bella Fouche, South Dakota. And this monument is pretty cool. Let's go check it out. It was in the center of Kansas, Lebanon, Kansas, I believe, was where it was before Alaska and Hawaii officially joined the states. But now it's been moved, as you see here. You've got all the states represented on a map here, including Alaska and Hawaii. And you have, from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, you have a plaque there saying what it is. Anyway, and they got a disc golf course here. They got all cool stuff here in this little town. Never been here before. But I'm on my way to North Dakota's High Point outside of Amadon, North Dakota. So come along with me. Okie dokie. Here's what it looks like, y'all. So this is private property, but they have given permission for high pointers to climb this, or anybody that wants to hike it. 3,506 feet. It is part of the Dakota Hogback Formation, which is sedimentary rock, soft, easily erodible rock, which you see why that looks like that. It's created by tilted rock layers, and it overlooks the Little Missouri National Grassland. There is an Iron Ranger right there. You can pay that if you want to for trail maintenance and keeping the area open to the public, even though it is private land. Oh, and another thing I wanted to say before I tuck off from the trailhead is look out here where the trailhead is. I had to access a lot of dirt roads to get out here. This probably looks pretty much like you would expect North Dakota to look, except for here. I didn't really expect that myself, to have these big old buttes sticking up. I thought North Dakota was pretty flat. Definitely some coyotes have been out here. I've seen their poops on the trail so far. But I'm looking at this, I'm like, where in the crap do I go up? But I guess there's maybe an easier shot than going up the sheer side of these bluffs. Like I said, not very high overall, but the trail, not sure what's happening here. You can see my truck way back there. And as far as comfort today, it's 46 degrees. I'll get an official from my temperature gauge at some point, but it's 40 something degrees. However, it is quite windy. There's definitely been some dog tracks over here of some kind of canid. Notice I didn't say canine. Some kind of dog been over here. I'm gonna assume it's probably a coyote. These bluffs are really cool looking. My first time in North Dakota, y'all. Okay, I see the tread of the trail. Whoever built this trail did a good job. It's got a nice even tread. And got a little bridge right there. And this goes up this little bluff. Let's see what we find. I have my Ventus hoodie on, which I've had for the last several hikes from Outdoor Vitals. I'll link it below. I really can't stop talking about it. I'm sorry. They didn't give it to me. I had to buy it with my own money. It's a good, warm, active hoodie for hiking. And I definitely recommend that. Can't stop recommending it enough. Up top, I have the hood pulled over a ball cap. Underneath, though, I just have a... excuse me. Just have a short sleeve wicking shirt. I think I got it from Kohl's or something. Let's see. And even though it's, there we go, even though it's 40-something degrees, and windy, and the wind's cold, not that bad. Let's talk about mud on the trail for a second. So there's some mud right here. This place can get slippery when wet. When they lay these trays, that trails out. And you can ask me how I know. They are looking at a certain aspect of grade. And trying to minimize water running right down the trail. Creating a new trail could create more erosion and weathering. Hey, y'all. I'm about halfway up at 0.64 miles. Just want to point out this cairn right here. Not a cairn, but a cairn. C-A-I-R-N. Excuse me. The trail pretty much is easy to follow. It goes right through the grass. There's not really any trees to confuse. A lot of times people build cairns for a trail marker. They do it for designating a turn or something like that. This one just appears to be decoration. So, I'm not even sure this is a cairn. Let's take a look. Actually, now that I look at it, looks like it's a rock outcropping with a piece of rock on top of it. That's pretty cool. It's a natural rock outcropping. And then somebody put a little stone on top of it. Now my vehicle, can't really see it, but it's right over top of that hill where the trees are. You can really see how flat North Dakota is for the most part. But there is some relief. You can see some buttes. Or all those mesas. I don't know. You tell me. Out there. Somebody Google Butte, Mesa, and Plateau and put the answer in the comments. But anyway, if you're going up, you just follow this little cut right there. You can see it pretty clearly. Looks like we're going up on top of this highest point here. That's going to be the end of the trail. So I think this trail is only, I'm not sure if it's 2 miles one way or 2 miles round trip. We're going to find out. I am tracking myself with my Garmin watch and All Trails just to see. Weather really is perfect today. But you can see how far we've come. Straight down the butte. You can see my truck way out there. A little black blob. Here's the trail that I came up. Woo! Look how rugged and shit that is over there. That's crazy. Over here though, there is some trees. I guess because this aspect faces, I believe, this way is west. Perhaps the shelter of the bluff has allowed these trees to grow. They're definitely hardwood of some kind, probably an oak, I would guess. Elm, that way there's another set of buttes over there. There's something on top of that hill over there. Looks like some antennas and maybe a little shelter or radio tower apparatus. Anyway, but look at this. We're almost to the top. Let's go. Oh my God, y'all. I'm on top of this bitch. Back there, you can see my truck. Gone just a little bit under a mile. And there is the top. I'm so glad. Let's check it out. Y'all, we made it to the top. I think this requires celebratory kazoo playing. Yeah. So if you're looking, let me get out of the sun here. You're looking, coming up the trail here. There's a register inside of this box. It is steel cabled, so nobody can get there. Somebody just pulled up down there in a U-Haul vehicle. Interesting. But you can see at one point this benchmark, which represents the highest point over time, it's been set, it was set in 62. You can see from the top, 1962. All of that length of pole there, which was driven into the ground, has eroded away. Probably, let's see, about 3 feet, maybe a little bit more than 3 feet. That's how much soil is being lost up here. I told that story around the campfire, nobody got scared. But look at the lovely view up here though. North Dakota is thought to be a flat state, but there's some definite elevation in this part for sure. Pretty neato. Pretty neato. I'm gonna sign the log and have myself a little snack. Only took 25 minutes to get to the top, just under a mile, according to my Garmin. Let's do that. Yay, North Dakota! this is my 10th High Point, y'all. I'm a member of the High Pointers Club. I'll put a link down in the bottom if you want to check it out as well. No obligation, of course, but just something to check out. I'm trying to do all the high points in the United States, including territories and things like that. Will I get to all of them in my lifetime? I am not sure, but it's possible. My very first one was in my home state of Texas, Guadalupe Peak. And I've also done Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, South Dakota, Nebraska, now, and Oklahoma was the other one. Oh, North Dakota. So one more to go, and I'll have the entire central U.S. from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas. That would be Kansas. That's next on my list. Let us celebrate my 10th high point by playing the kazoo. Some pretty cool views coming down. Didn't get to see this angle on the way up, so it's pretty neat. They have the trail here for a reason. Stay on the trail, people. Leave no trace. That is what we tried to do when we got to these places we are allowed to go to. If it doesn't happen like that on a consistent basis, what next? I would say access will be removed. You can see I'm almost back, so just a little bit more to walk and should be back at the truck. Gate lifts like that. Round trip, 1.96 miles. Took me about an hour and 14 minutes because I did stop at the top and have a little snack and took some video and pictures and stuff. Signed the log. Nice trip overall. Anyway, if you enjoyed this, make sure to give me a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel if you want more adventures like this. And until next time, I'll see you on the trail.